you guys. It's me, it's Tawana. It's been a while before I've made a podcast. I just wanted to come and just say hello to you and tell you everything that's going on. So my name is Tawana. I am a reseller. I sell on Poshmark, and I haven't been on Poshmark in a little while, but I'm happy to announce that I have been selling on eBay. And I can tell you a little bit more about my eBay store at another podcast. But today I wanted to talk to you guys about how, you know, in my previous podcast, I was saying that a whole lot of new things were coming up. And I didn't really want to talk about it because I was really nervous about it. So I've been a medical assistant and phlebotomist for 20 plus years. In all of those years that I have been that, I have never been registered or certified. So I work at a particular facility, and they offer for you to take your classes to be certified or registered. So the classes last about 3 months, and then you take a huge exam, and you become registered if you passed it. So you guys, this was really hard for me. I have been out of school for so long. All of the things that I learned in school, I basically forgot. And I also deal with illness, and sometimes my illness makes me really exhausted, and it also gives me brain fog to where I probably can't remember or retain information like I probably once could. So I took these classes that I used to go through every Thursday from 8 a.m. to 12, and then after that I would go to work. I work at an orthopedic clinic as a medical assistant. So you guys, you know, we've been studying, and I felt like I'm not retaining the information, and I would get so frustrated and want to give up, but something within me kept telling me to just keep going. Don't give up. Guys, no matter who you believe in, whether it's God, whether it's the universe, whatever it is, I'm not here to tell you what to do or who to believe in. I'm just here to be a friend, to tell you that no matter what it is, don't give up. Even if it looks like the odds are against you, or if it looks like it's hopeless, don't give up. Because I felt that way. I felt like it was hopeless. I felt like I wanted to give up. I felt like I was never going to make it. So I took my test Thursday, this past Thursday, and I passed, you guys. So now I am a registered medical assistant. I can work anywhere in the world, anywhere in the States, and my certification will follow me. I just wanted to just let you guys know that, and maybe just give you a little bit of a example of how, you know, fear, we can let fear take over us, and none of this that I've been through and came out of is nothing of my own. You know, I'm just thankful that God gave me what I needed. It was times that I cried, you guys, because I just was so scared of not making it, and I was able to pass the test on Thursday. Saying I was happy is an understatement, but I'm so grateful. After I passed the test, I said to myself, I know that I do not want to go back to school for anything. Who knows what the future holds, but I just wanted to let you know, guys. So if you have something that you're trying to do, that you've been thinking about doing, that seems like it's impossible, something's telling you you can't do it, do not give up, you guys. Keep going, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how you feel. Like I said, it was a long road. I started class in January, and I just finished in April. So technically, you guys, I was supposed to take my test March the 14th, and I got told by my teacher that she felt like I wasn't ready, which I wasn't ready, and that she just wanted me to study for 2 more weeks so that I would pass it. So those 2 weeks, I tried my best to study. After working long hours, sometimes I would come home I usually get off 6 o'clock or after every day. There are times when I haven't gotten home till about 8:30 at night. So imagine trying to come home and study after having a long day like that. But for me, God gave me what I needed. He gave me what I needed to keep going. He gave me what I needed to just keep going no matter how I felt. And for the fact that some people would have been so discouraged, because I was discouraged at first when she told me she wanted me to wait 2 more weeks to take the test. I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I just want to get this over with. You know, why prolong the inevitable of thinking that I was going to fail? You know, sometimes your mind will make you think negatively instead of positively. When you need to try to force yourself to think positive, you need to try to say to yourself, I can do this. I know I can do this. I can make it. I'm strong. I'm smart. I can do this. I may not be able to take the test right now, but when it is time for me to take it, I'm going to pass it. So whatever it is, guys, it may be a test. Maybe you're in nursing school. Maybe you're in school, period. Whatever it is that you're doing, don't give up. So this is just like a quick video just to tell you what's been going on with me. It's not really an ASMR. It's just a little quick video for you. Hopefully I'll be making more videos. I'm sorry, not videos, more podcasts sooner. And, more frequently, since I am no longer studying, I can be able to get back to trying to resell more on eBay, and I can be able to get back to making more podcasts and putting more stuff out there for you guys. But I don't just want to throw stuff together. I want to give you guys something that you're interested in hearing, whether it be what's going on with me, whether it be a story. So this is basically just, I guess I'll call this story time, you guys. What's been going on with me the last 3 to 4 months. So if you have anything you want me to talk about, send me a message. Let me know something that you want to talk about. If you have any questions or anything, let me know what's going on in your life. What are you going through? What are you struggling with? What's something that you're trying to do now that's really hard for you? Are you in school? Have you started a new job? What's going on with you? So yeah, you guys, I'm really excited. I'm really, I'm just still in awe, just believing that I actually passed the test. 21 years, you guys, 20 plus years that I've been in this field, and I'm just now getting my, registration. I'm so thankful and so grateful. And I know that I didn't do this on my own. Not only God, but a lot of great family and friends that I have in my life that have been praying for me, that have been saying nothing but positive things, that have been saying kind words and thinking kind thoughts. It's good to surround yourself with people who care, who love you, and who will push you to continue to be the best person you can be. And you don't have to force yourself to find those type of people. Those type of people will come to you, you know, and you'll know that they are special people because you feel nothing but positivity around you. And you don't have to go out looking for those people or trying to force things. When something's meant to be, it is meant to be. And you'll know that the people that are in your life are there for a reason. And I guess that's basically it, you guys. Maybe the next podcast I'll get on and I'll talk to you guys about my eBay store that I've started. I've had it for maybe a little over a month or so. So I guess that's all, you guys. I'll be talking to you later. It's just a quick chit chat to tell you what's been going on. And I hope everyone's doing and feeling good. And I thank you for taking the time out to listen to the sound of my voice, because you could be doing anything in the world right now, but you took the time out to listen to me. So I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.